But you see, there's a sort of a large entry parlor and then two sitting rooms. So these are public areas. They would have been places where people would have greeted guests.
That's Anne Boylan, Professor Emerita of History at the University of Delaware. She told me that in the early years of the Women's College, Warner Hall was an all-female dorm, just as it is today. But some things have changed.
Because at that time, you could not have, you know, gentlemen callers, to quote Tennessee Williams, except at certain hours, and they would have to stay in the parlor. And you'd be told, you know, your gentleman caller or your male friend is here, you would come down. Women would not have had keys. There would be a matron. There would be lights out.
Girls back then could even be locked out if they missed curfew.
I had a student who told me that when her mother went to move into one of the dorms, probably in the 1970s or 80s, something like that, her grandfather, that is her mother's father, accompanied them to help move in, and her grandmother, who was with them, yelled out very loudly, "Man on floor!" Because in her day, you had to let people know that there was a man on the floor because you might be, you know, in your dressing gown.
Right.
So times have changed.
Yeah.
We have co-ed dorms.
But Boylan says not all women students lived on campus in its early years, often commuting via train from Wilmington. Megan Pauley, Delaware Public Media.